I'm Jess Spenlove, a performance dietitian, coach, and speaker, and welcome to Stay at the Top, the podcast for ambitious high performers wanting to easily go from exhausted to energized with evidence-based hacks designed to deliver sustained success and enhanced longevity. I want you to harness the power of nutrition, sleep, mindset, and other high-performing behaviors to achieve your big goals now, while also considering future you as well. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Stay at the Top. This week, I am shifting gears for my regular listeners, and rather than wearing my expert hat where I am dropping tips and tactics to help you sustain your success and enhance your longevity, today I wanted to have a bit of a personal episode. This week, I am sharing lessons that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, more insights into my journey. For those listening, I don't know how long you've been following me on socials or where you came across Stay at the Top, but after doing a number of different podcast episodes recently where I was the guest and I shared more about my experiences and the life lessons and the amazing feedback that I've had, I wanted to, I guess, get a little bit more vulnerable today and see how this type of episode goes. For those unaware, the current chapter of work and life that I am in has changed quite considerably over the last few years, which I'll share more information on in the episode. And those experiences has really led me to reprioritize myself, my values, and the type of work I will and I won't. Will it won't do. I really hope you get a lot out of today's episode. And as I said, I really hope it helps you not make the same mistakes that I made. But before I take you through the mistakes that I've made that I don't want you to make, for this all to make sense, I really need to wind the clock back 26 to 27 years. Ultimately, this was the time point in my life that set me off on the trajectory that I was to follow. When I was 10, 11 years old, in year 5 or 6 in primary school, I was a very high-level swimmer, and that carried forth for the whole of high school. Now, if we think back to our school swimming carnivals, or if we're parents listening, it's recently been school carnival season, and we have the school swimming carnival, and then that moves on into metro, and then state, and then past that is nationals. So in year 5 and 6, as well as all of high school, I was swimming school nationals. And I wasn't only swimming school nationals, but I was winning medals and winning gold medals at those events. Now, as I tell people, I was a very sporty child. I did a lot of different sports. I did dancing and netball and soccer and swimming. But swimming is one of those sports that when you do start to compete at a high level, you do really need to dedicate yourself to it. And it was in primary and high school where I was swimming before and after school. Now, naturally, I was a very talented swimmer. I definitely didn't choose swimming. I don't think I would have chosen a sport that you have to get up at 4 a.m. and swim before and after school. It definitely chose me, but I loved it. And it taught me so many valuable lessons and principles. And it taught me the value of having goals and being dedicated. It definitely brought out my competitive side as well. And it was an experience which I am very grateful for. There did come a point in time early on in high school that I started to get really run down and really sick. I would often also get colds and flus, which we refer to as upper respiratory tract infections. And we were searching for answers. Why was this happening? Once we started to dig deep and I had the blood test and I saw the GPs and the sports doctors, they then referred me to see a sports dietitian. And this is where everything changed for me. So not only did this sports dietitian help teach me the power of nutrition, help teach me how much I should be eating and how to use nutrition for school, sport, and life, but this was the catalyst for where I decided that I wanted to be a sports dietitian and I wanted to work with athletes. So what I like to say is that I was getting it wrong before I was getting it right. So I have walked in the shoes of the junior and the elite athletes that I've worked with, and I really understand what it feels like when you are not using nutrition to help you perform and you're unintentionally underfueling, and then how that feels to also get it right. Now, having this experience, I became laser focused on what my mission was. I wanted to work with elite athletes and I wanted to be a sports dietitian. I was really fortunate. A few years after graduating from my master's, I got my first opportunity in professional sport. That first opportunity came from a referral from a mentor who I should say was actually the same dietitian that I saw 10 or 15 years earlier, who was my sports dietitian, who was the inspiration for me wanting to do the work that I do. So when I had an opportunity at the end of my master's to do a research project with her with elite athletes, I still kind of get goosebumps now when I talk about it because it just feels so meant to be. And I get a little bit emotional because she has now passed and she was such a kind and giving and generous person. And I do really have a lot of what I have done and I guess the mission that I'm still on today, I do have her getting emotional. I do have her to thank for a lot of that. I also have myself to thank because I was hardworking, I was dedicated, I was consistent. But she not only inspired me to do this work, but she was really monumental in me getting the opportunities that I had quite early on in my career. So for those listening who may be unaware, I've spent the majority of my professional career working in professional sports. So I've now been a dietitian for 15 years, and for 10 plus years, I was entrenched in basically every single professional team sport in the country. Outside of that, I was also working one-on-one with Olympic athletes and professional athletes in all different sports. And I then built a business off the back of that with another dietitian. We built a business and we had a team of dietitians, and I headed up the professional sports arm. I was the head of nutrition. I got the contracts. They were my protocols and my principles. And then I started to have junior dietitians and interns that helped me roll them out. And this brings me to a lot of what I want to talk about today, which is the mistakes that I learned throughout all of that. And even looking back to when I was at high school and in university, I was always the person who was working outside of school and university, which I'll never forget. At the very end of university, like the last few days when they're getting you ready to get out into the world, and we had a lecturer come along and she said, put your hand up if no one in your family has been to university before, like no one in your immediate family. And I was in an auditorium of hundreds of people at Sydney University, and I remember putting my hand up and I was one of only like two people who put their hands up. And I guess there was this element of always being a hard worker. That was definitely a story that I was told. If you worked hard, you would be rewarded for your hard work. It was definitely something that my parents role modeled. I remember my dad having multiple jobs at a point in time. And I guess this was just ingrained in me. Add that to someone who's competitive, motivated, and driven. And that really served me. I became really focused, really dedicated. I went above and beyond in all of the contracts that I had started to accrue, which was Cronulla Sharks was the first contract. The next one was the GWS Giants, the AFL, then came the netball and so on. But there definitely came a point in time that I thought I was superwoman. I thought I was invincible. And I guess that brings me to the first mistake that I made, was thinking that I was invincible. Now, whoever you are, we are not invincible. And if we are giving to everybody else other than ourselves, if we are not setting our weeks up for success, if we are not allowing periods of rest and recovery, then that is going to come at a cost sooner or later, which it definitely came at a cost for me later on. If I fast forward 5, 6, 7 years, at that point in time, I had accrued 7 different professional sports team contracts, and my business had an 8th, which also came from a connection that I had, although I wasn't working in that one at that point in time. I was honestly working 7 days a week. There were days where I would go to one team and then I would drive across Sydney and go to the other. And I was honestly working 7 days a week. I sacrificed my social life. I sacrificed time with family. I sacrificed trying to find a partner. At that point in time, I hadn't met my partner now. And that was something that I was happy to do. I thought this is the price that I am willing to pay and that you have to pay to have the opportunities that I was afforded. And I guess that's another mistake, that there is no job, no business, no career that should come at the cost of your happiness as a human. If all you have is work, that is a really big red flag that things are going to come crashing down sooner or later. Optimal well-being is about emotional health, spiritual health. We know that social connection is such an important part of our well-being. For those of you that watched the Blue Zones, that was one of the core factors when it came to living to 100, community and social connection and social relationship. Hey guys, just stopping the episode to talk about an opportunity that I am offering. Launching at the end of May is a brand new group coaching program, which is all about helping you reset, recalibrate, and find a sustainable rhythm. It's not about following some challenge or meal plan that doesn't work for your life or your family's life. It's about figuring out your operating system. What are the behaviors that are going to give you more energy, more focus, that most importantly feels easy? Reclaim Your Energy is a 12-week program done with me. The group is being kept extra small. You'll have extra access to me. And as it is the very first time, it is less than 50% off what it will be when it launches later in 2024. If this is speaking to you, click the link in my show notes and register for the waitlist. Okay, now back into the episode. Now, one of the points that I mentioned before was around this mindset that I could outwork anyone, and I had this hard work ethic underneath. And for a lot of the clients that I work with, this rings true to them. These are not types of people that need motivation. Often they might need accountability and they need coaching and they need someone to help them find a rhythm that works for them. But it's not that they're lacking in motivation or dedication. Not in all areas of their life anyway. Potentially they're prioritizing their family and their work or their business, and their own health and well-being is just taking a bit of a back seat. So it's not that they need motivation or dedication. It's just, how do you fit all of the things in? In 2024, we have a lot of responsibility, and it's really easy and common for us to prioritize other people. And I guess that's another mistake that I definitely made. I prioritized so many people before myself. I prioritized all of the contracts that I had and all of the athletes that I had. I was like, you can reach out to me at any time that you like, you know, weekends, nights, mornings. And I allowed that because I thought that was what was going to help me be better at my job. But all that created was an inability for me to switch off. I never had an opportunity where I switched off. I just was on 24/7. I remember I lived with a friend at the time who, I remember her saying to me that you couldn't even sit down and watch a full episode of TV because I was always getting up and doing something, or I thought of something, or I had to do something. I had no ability to switch off. And really having that distinct start work time and switch off time is so important, no matter who you are, no matter if you're an employee, no matter if you have your own business. You need to create boundaries. And I remember I used to get myself so worked up. The narratives that I used to tell myself are quite ridiculous And if an athlete wasn't sure what to have for breakfast the next morning, that conversation could actually wait till the next day. It didn't have to be at 8:30 at night when I was at home after leaving home at 6 a.m. and getting home at 7 p.m., which was my time. So if you're someone who is prioritizing everyone else but yourself first, please, if you're listening to this, I hope this serves as a circuit breaker. I hope this serves as a message that there is a way that you can do it all. And that is also something which I fundamentally believe. I am someone who believes that we can have it all, but having it all doesn't mean that you need to be on all the time, doing 1,000 things, running yourself into the ground. That was how I used to operate, and that is not how I operate now. That is fundamentally against how I operate my life now. And that has also been a huge catalyst for me shifting away from my old business, shifting away from all of the professional sports team contracts and moving into a business and work that allows me to teach the lessons and the principles and to share the knowledge that I've gained in all of those years in professional sport and spread them into my coaching clients, my upcoming group coaching program, which is brand new. This is the first time I am taking on a small group and teaching my methodology on how to maximize your health, maximize your well-being, how to find those opportunities for rest, how to rewire your limiting beliefs, how to reset and recalibrate and create your own operating system that is tailored to your life, your goals, and exactly where you're starting from. Another key mistake I made at that point in time was I thought I was being healthy. I was ticking the box. I was eating well, you'd hope, given what I do for a job, that I was still prioritizing that, which I was. I was moving my body. Look, it wasn't always every single day. As I said, there would be days where I would be getting to the club at 6:30 in the morning, leaving at like 6:30, 7 p.m. at night. So there would be days where I wouldn't necessarily be moving, but then I started to prioritize that. So I was getting the nutrition right. I was getting the movement piece right. I was prioritizing my sleep as much as possible, but there were definitely elements of if I didn't sleep properly, I felt broken the next day. And that was a huge warning sign that I was on the brink of burnout, which I totally ignored. The next warning sign, which I spoke about warning signs in last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to that, go and tune in. But I was getting sick a few times a year, and getting sick regularly is the number one indicator that the red light, the empty light is on in your fuel tank. Now, whether that is your physical fuel, your food, whether that is your energy, whether that is your rest, your battery pack, your inability to switch off, take the fact that you're getting sick regularly as a big red flag that you are starting to push yourself beyond the limit and potentially push yourself into burnout. Looking back, I definitely was in a state of burnout for years. And I thought it was the price that I paid. Looking back at the end of every single year, I was burnt out. I didn't realize I was burnt out at the time. Like I said, I thought it was just the price that I had to pay for the opportunities that I was afforded. And actually, I feel really sad thinking about that now. It was just, I was running myself into the ground. And the second part of that was when I started to get more and more contracts because word was getting out about the good work that I was doing and I was building a good reputation in the industry. I also thought, how do you turn down these opportunities? These are opportunities that I dreamt of from 15 years ago. This is the reason I got in to do this. And how lucky in my mid to late 20s and early 30s I was having these opportunities. And to be honest, it wasn't until COVID struck and the contracts were significantly reduced or a lot of the contracts were put on hold that I had an opportunity to pause and I realized how exhausted I was. And to be honest, how unhappy I was. I was on the hamster wheel. I was just doing all of the things. And honestly, I was petrified that the dream career that I had wanted and worked so hard for had left me feeling exhausted and, to be honest, quite empty as a person. Now, I don't necessarily share that too often because I don't want people to think that I ever regretted the work that I did. As I said, for 15 years of my life, that was the career that I dreamt of. And for 10 years, I was really lucky to do that. But probably what started to happen, if I look back and if I'm honest with myself, was the last few years, I was pretty over it. And maybe I wouldn't have gotten over it if I was better at taking care of myself. But if I think back to the type of person that I am, you know, and the type of people listening, we are hard workers, or it's easy for us to be hard workers. And we're generally pretty motivated and dedicated. And for people like us, it's often not about doing more. It's often about doing less and being really strategic. And like I said, I was ticking the box with my nutrition and movement and like those kind of surface level, healthy well-being and performance principles. But I was not prioritizing rest. I was not switching off. I was not working in cycles which allowed for physical and cognitive regeneration and rest. I was not having brain breaks. I didn't know what a brain break was, but I was also in a career that didn't really allow for that. Now, part of me thinks, well, maybe if I just took on 2 or 3 contracts rather than 6 or 7, but that's just my personality. And when opportunities like that were coming at me, I couldn't say no. And that's also why I then went and built the business and built a team of dietitians, because I was starting to get ready to step out of some of those roles. Now, I mentioned COVID really put a halt on everything. And honestly, it took me 6 months when COVID first hit and we were at home to get back to being what I would describe as human, to get back to my energy levels being at a good point, to get back to not feeling fatigued every day. It really took a long period of time. Now, when I did actually eventually get COVID, I was really sick for 12 to 18 months after that. Initially, they thought it was long COVID, but then there was just this cascade of symptoms that ended up happening. To be honest, I was chasing answers for months and months. I was going to the GP and they were doing blood tests and chest x-rays and everything was fine, but I had to really advocate for more answers because I knew that I was not fine. There were multiple days or weeks I was in bed. I had this heavy chest and this horrendous cough and I was searching for answers. Fortunately, I advocated for myself and I was able to find them after seeing a few specialists. I developed a type of asthma, which then triggered chronic sinusitis, which I do have a history of. I then had to have an operation on that, but that took many, many months. I was on so much medication. I was on steroid puffers. I was on multiple doses of steroids for my sinusitis. And looking back, this went on for 18 months from the moment I got COVID to the end point where I had recovered and been discharged from seeing my respiratory doctor and also my ear, nose and throat specialist. It was 18 months. And while COVID was the catalyst for all of that, I look back and I know within my soul that for the 10, 15 years, for my entire life of just thinking that I was superwoman, thinking that I was invincible, prioritizing everybody else before myself and not valuing rest, I know that that was a huge factor, if not the entire factor, for what then went on for the next 12 or 18 months. It took a lot for me to get the memo from the universe that you need to start prioritizing yourself first. This is why in the work that I do now, I'm so passionate about teaching other people who are motivated and driven how to prioritize themselves, because it does come at a cost. And unfortunately, I experience that, but I want to help you avoid that. I want to help you have more energy to achieve the goals that you want in life, but also just to be a happier person, to have time with your friends, time with your family, time with your loved ones. I want you to feel good every day. I want you to have strategies in your toolkit that you can call on when you start to feel fatigued, because you know what that means. I also want you to be able to detect the warning signs that your body's telling you and be able to rectify that. It's not about never feeling these things, but it is about becoming more in tune with yourself and what you need and knowing how to rectify that. And that is exactly what I'm going to be teaching in my brand new group coaching program, which is the very first time I'm running something like this. Because of that, the group is going to be kept extremely small. It's also going to be the highest touch and highest support from myself and the accountability. What you'll be walking away from is an entire new operating system in how you eat, how you move, the recovery practices that you've got. You have strategies to optimize your sleep, and you will feel for the first time in a long time, if not ever, that your health and your well-being is totally in your control. This isn't about dedicating all of your time and energy to that. I get it. You're busy. You've got a lot of things going on, but this is about having your life work for you. This is about you being reactive and taking back control. This is about you knowing the most important dominoes that you need to push. And this is about you starting to prioritize yourself. It was my birthday a few weeks ago, and looking back, it's taken me up until the last 1 to 2 years to really get this message. And unfortunately for me, I ran myself into the ground. I burnt myself out. I got sick and I was chasing answers for a really long time for me to get this memo. And I don't want the same thing to happen to you. I want you to achieve your goals. I want you to have good health now. I want you to consider future you as well. And I want you to take back control. So if that is of interest to you, I'd love for you to join the wait list. The group program is going to be launching in the end of May. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. It's for me, it's felt a little bit disjointed. I guess it's, I feel really comfortable sitting wearing my expert hat, giving you the tips and the tactics that I know that work from that lens, but getting a little bit more vulnerable and sharing a bit more of my story and also the mistakes that I've made is something which isn't as familiar to myself. So I really hope that anyone hearing this, that something spoken to them, whether that's one thing or a few things, I hope this episode served as an opportunity to reflect on that. I'd love for you to reach out to me and let me know how you found the episode or let me know what's resonated. If it has, please share it with a friend or on social media. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast or given it a rating and a review, make sure you do that so you don't miss a new episode each week. And the rating and the review really helps me get my message out there. And also, it's just really nice to read that people are finding value in these episodes. Other than that, I'll be back again next week, team, with another episode helping you not only kick goals, reach the top, but how to do it sustainably and stay there. Team, thank you for tuning in to another episode filled with actionable insights to not only help you reach the top, but to sustainably stay there. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to let people know by sharing the episode around and rating and reviewing the podcast on the platform that you listen to. Your support truly makes a difference. Until next time, keep staying at the top.